It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
It's 11 trivia questions on rare diseases for my friend Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. We have 700 episodes and counting to go listen to, and there are topics for just about everybody, from kids to adults to families to boyfriends to girlfriends to teachers. A lot of teachers have been emailing me saying they listen to the show on the way to and from school, and some of them even play it in their classroom for students to try and answer. So thank you if you're a teacher listening. Thank you for what you do. I come from a big family of teachers and was going to be a high school English teacher myself, but then I turned it all away to become a very, very successful trivia host. Sometimes people, they go like, hey, so what do you do? What do you really do? And I'll be hosting bingo for like 12 people somewhere. And I'm like, this is it. This is what I do. And they're like, oh, okay. Good luck. I hope Arby's calls back. That's the look they give me when I tell them I'm a professional bingo / trivia host. But hey, it's going pretty well, thanks to listeners and viewers and supporters like you. My biggest supporters are over on Patreon. If you want to join the crew, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Click the link in the show notes on YouTube or on your podcast app listening device, and you can join for just a buck. You get access to an ongoing chat room, which has tons of cool stuff. I posted a pop culture crossword puzzle I found on BuzzFeed in there the other day. You could print it off. You could do a crossword puzzle. I mean, you could do that yourself if you just want to search crossword puzzles, but I do share fun stuff like that in there. I have a Disney villains crossword puzzle I'm going to post in there from a Disney event I did this week. So I did make that one myself. That could be fun for you to do. But yeah, we just chat in there. We post different things. I might say, hey, I took the kids to Disneyland. Here's some fun new stuff we saw. And I'll show some pictures in there. And other listeners of the show will say, hey, here's how many I got right on that last quiz, or hey, here's a picture of my dog and I playing trivia, or stuff like that. So if you're into interacting with other like-minded pop culture loving folks, go to Patreon, join for just a buck. You could join for more than a buck, and that helps the show grow. So thank you for doing that, and thanks to all my 57 patrons right now. I am at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. Here is one of their cool coasters they have for sale if you're watching on YouTube. This is a nice little kind of ceramic tile poster with that cork board back so it doesn't fly around. This is from Stella Davina in the Upland area, who makes these coasters. And this is for their beer called the Runaway IPA. If you like Indian Pale Ales, this is a great one to try here at Last Name Brewing. The Runaway IPA, not Run Away, but the Runaway, because you might be able to hear some airplanes in the background. There's a big airfield right next to here called the Cable Airport, where I'll be hosting some fun stuff for the Brews and Bros Festival this Saturday, January 25th. Come check it out. Tickets at brewsandbrosfestival.com, or just give it a Google search and see what it's all about. You can get a bunch of cool stuff, and there's like VIP tickets where you get in early and you get to test and try certain beers that aren't available the rest of the day. So go and see what all the fuss is about and help support Claremont, California area schools. Today's episode is about rare diseases, a topic I've never done on the show before. It is a little macabre, some of these things, but Greg Hines, who is a Patreon subscriber for $5 or more, gets to pick a topic every month, and this was one of his topics that I never got to from 2019, so playing some catch-up for Greg. We got 11 questions for you. If you like medical stuff, if you like weird parts of history, and you like deformities and things, I guess, this might be the episode for you. Have fun playing along. Here we go. All right, here we go with some rare disease trivia. If I'm not pronouncing one of these things correctly, spare me, because some of these words are crazy. But here we go. Question number one. Cotard's delusion is a condition where patients feel they're missing what? Question number one. Cotard's delusion is a condition where patients feel they're missing what? Question number one. Question number two, auto brewery syndrome, which is crazy because I'm at a brewery. They're making beer right behind me. Auto brewery syndrome elicits the effects of what famous next morning regret? Question number two, auto brewery syndrome elicits the effects of what famous next morning regret? Number two. Question number three, Abul Bahandar has thick layers of bark-like sores on his body, giving him what infamous nickname? Number three, what infamous nickname belongs to Abul Bahandar, who has thick layers of bark-like sores on his body? Question number four, xeroderma pigmentosum is an allergy to UV rays, otherwise known as what syndrome? Allergic to UV rays would give you what syndrome name? Number four. Question number five. What is the most common cause of elephantitis? How do most people end up with elephantitis? Question number five. Question number six, hypertrichosis is an abnormal growth of what? Hypertrichosis is an abnormal growth of what? Number six. Question number seven, micropsia makes patients feel objects are further away than they really are, thus leading to the person thinking they are much bigger than normal. Okay. This syndrome is named after what literary character? It's when you think you are much bigger than you actually are. So they named it after what literary character? It's called micropsia. Number seven. Question number eight. Progeria is otherwise known as accelerated what? Progeria is otherwise known as accelerated what? Question number nine, Addison's disease means you have cravings for what common household ingredient? Addison's disease means you have cravings for what common household ingredient? Number nine. Question number 10, Mobius syndrome is another name for facial blank. Mobius syndrome is another name for facial blank. Fill in the blank. And number 11 for 2 points, what young actor starred in the 1976 movie The Boy in the Plastic Bubble? Question number 11 for 2 points, what young actor starred in the 1976 movie The Boy in the Plastic Bubble? Those are all 11 questions for today's quiz on rare diseases for Greg Hines. We'll be right back with those rare disease answers in just a few. We are back with rare disease trivia answers. Let's see how you did on this quiz out of 11 points. Question number one, Cotard's delusion is a condition where patients feel they're missing body parts. Feels like you're missing your arm or your leg or your head. Cotard's delusion. Question number two, auto brewery syndrome elicits the effects of what famous next morning regret? That means you feel like you are hungover even if you have never had alcohol or you didn't have it the night before. You have the effects of a hangover. It could happen with auto brewery syndrome. Number three, Abul Bahandar is the unfortunate guy who has thick layers of bark-like sores, giving him the nickname of Tree Man. I've seen some, I think it was Discovery Channel specials on the Tree Man. Fascinated with the disease, but I always feel awful for that guy because they tried removing a lot of the sores and things, and they did like a before and after, and they all grew back like even thicker. So crazy stuff if you are not familiar with Tree Man. Number four, xeroderma pigmentosum is an allergy to UV rays, otherwise known as vampire syndrome. Watch out, Cullens. That'll get you. Number five, what is the most common cause of elephantitis? The most common cause of saying elephantitis is giggling like a fourth grade kid when you find out what it is. I remember hearing what elephantitis was. People were like, it's when you your testicles swell up so big you can sit on them. I remember hearing that as a kid and being like, that happens to people? But it's really just the swelling of any body part. I think somebody just said, no, it's down there to make us laugh when we were kids. But it's a mosquito bite. So you can get elephantitis from a simple mosquito bite, and that is the most common cause. I am very prone to mosquito bites. You might have heard on the show over the summer, we had like our first huge batch of mosquito bites in California since I've lived here, and I get them like crazy. I hate mosquito bites, and I hope they never lead to elephantitis. Number six, hypertrichosis is an abnormal growth of hair. That would be like a wolf man or people you might see at the circus that have the like the bearded lady thing. That would be the hypertrichosis. Number seven, micropsia makes patients feel they are bigger than normal, and they call it Alice in Wonderland syndrome because she drinks those vials that shrink her and make her bigger. Alice in Wonderland was the literary character in question. Number eight, progeria is otherwise known as accelerated aging or de-aging, like in Benjamin Button. And number nine, Addison's disease means you have cravings for the common household ingredient of salt. You want salt and you need more of it. Addison's disease. Number 10, Mobius syndrome is another name for facial paralysis. Facial paralysis. Can't feel your face. And number 11, for 2 points, the young actor that starred in the 1976 movie, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, was Mr. John Travolta. The cover of this movie is very strange. It's an extreme close-up on his face, and he's just like, and he looks very, very weird. And I've seen the cover and I've posted it online as a Instagram story sometime in the last year. I had the VHS at some thrift store. So that was it. John Travolta, Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Not to be confused with Bubble Boy from Seinfeld, but that's probably where they took that from. It is time for your question of the day. One more question for you, and that is about Al Pacino. Al Pacino plays a blind man in what hit movie? Al Pacino plays a blind man in what movie? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. That question of the day is sponsored by Funky Monkey. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Robert Redford for the guy who invented Sundance Institute. And your trivia team name of the day is Jump the Sharknado. Jump the Shark and Sharknado. That's Fonzie on Happy Days, jumping the shark on the motorcycle. Hey. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.